radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We got some breaking stories here as we go into hour number two. Now, the head of the IRS, Koskinen, is saying that they're in compliance with all the reporting requirements. It's just the emails got lost, and that's all there is to it. And he said the head of the IRS is he's tired of the negative inference, you know, because the IRS can't find these missing emails from these seven IRS officials at the heart of this whole IRS used as a weapon scandal. And, you know, because they were destroyed, God, you shouldn't think anything bad about us because we're unable to give you the evidence and so forth and so on. But apparently the IRS is in violation of the law. Because U.S. Archivist David Ferrero of the National Archives and Records Administration told Representative Tim Walberg that the IRS did not, in fact, follow the law when they failed to notify his administration they had lost Lois Lerner's email records. So in addition to Sonosoft and the tape backups, it turns out there's a National Archives and Records Administration that's also keeping track of all of this material. And the IRS is just ignoring the law. Over in Detroit, the city attorney is now up there saying that the people of Detroit, especially with all this water shortage nonsense, it's time to stand up and say no to the emergency manager process, which very demonstrably is all about stripping what's left of any value in the city and giving it to the bankers. And he basically came out and said he hopes the people of the city of Detroit are going to stand up and say no more of this. And we're seeing this all across the country. Down in Louisiana, Governor Jindal is claiming there's a rebellion brewing. And he says right now, and he's not encouraging this and neither am I, but he's saying there are people all across this country ready for a hostile takeover of Washington, D.C. When it happens, go gently on those museums. I've never had a chance to visit those here. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Clay in Arkansas. Aloha, Clay. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, appreciate you taking my call. A brief while ago, maybe 20 minutes or so, you made the statement that it looked like as much as a month ago the government knew that these children were coming.
Actually, it's back in January. They put out tenders. The Obama administration put out tenders for caregivers for 65,000 young people back in January. They knew this was coming, or they were planning it, or they were trying to cause it.
I think it more or less proves that they orchestrated it. You know, there were radio and newspaper advertisements all throughout Latin and South America. I mean, Latin America and Mexico, that if you could get here, you were safe. And this them trying to hire these kind of Fed biz ops just destroys a lot of their secrecy. They have to put it out there, and people are finding it. No, I just wanted to make sure that that got cleared up. Yeah, for at least 5 months they've been preparing, and that would have given them plenty of time, it seems to me, to have done something to stop it. But since they orchestrated it, of course, that was out of the question.
No, it is, you know. Now, apparently there's the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee is going to have a formal hearing to look into why all of a sudden there's this human tsunami of illegal alien children, teenagers, and young adults who are pouring into the state of Texas.
Well, I call...
And, go ahead.
I called all of my congresspeople and told them that this was just one more. Of course, they've allowed Monsanto and Cargill and ADM and them to destroy our agri industry, and they've allowed the NSA to destroy our tech industry. Nobody wants to buy anything electronic from America anymore. The real truth is that everyone that's in Washington, though their predecessors started all this, they're all complicit in these giant, huge frauds that stem back from the Act of 1871 and the 14th Amendment. They're all criminals. They're all guilty of sedition and treason.
It is a systemic problem. It's a systemic problem. It's no one individual. It's no one head of the IRS. It's not the president. It's not this or that committee chairman. It is the system as a whole has broken down relative to the needs of the American people and the United States of America. And what we're getting here is, they're just, these kids are flooding across the border. Immigration Customs Enforcement is saying there's simply too many to deal with. I have an idea. Let's get some of those Georgia police down at the border to flashbang grenade a couple of those kids as they come across that fence, and I'll bet that problem starts to correct itself right away.
Well, those Albuquerque police are much closer, and they love to flashbang and shoot people that are
absolutely running. Let's take all these civilian police officers who are murdering innocent legal American citizens all across this country, and let's put them on the border. And as these kids come across the border, tase them, flashbang them. You know, just treat these illegal aliens the way you're treating the legal American citizens, and this problem will correct itself really quickly.
Maybe just bring our troops home and put them on the border, some of them, and put the rest of them to finding these illegals and deporting them, and put the rest of them to work building our infrastructure back. I believe it's time we come home.
I would absolutely agree with you. And, again, I think Obama's goal here was to simply flood so many illegals into the country and then spread them all over. We found out Department of Homeland Security is flying them up to Boston, flying them up to California. They're busing them into Arizona. They're trying to blend them in so much as to make it so impossibly difficult to find them and deport them that Congress will go along with this amnesty and instant citizenship nonsense. But it's going to backlash on him because, according to informants within the Border Patrol, a lot of these people coming across the border right now are carrying very dangerous, highly contagious illnesses like tuberculosis.
Yes, that's absolutely true. I just wish everyone would call their Congress people and inform them that they are complicit in all of these acts of sedition and treason, and that we're all waking up to it. But I think people need to call. I know people think that calls don't make any difference, but every once in a while when I call, I will ask that young intern, does my call make any difference? And they usually say, yeah, we assume that for every person that calls, 3,000 people did not call.
Well, definitely call. I wouldn't waste time on email or those little web forms because those are scanned electronically and categorized, and the Congress critter himself doesn't see them. Either call or send a fax because the faxes have to be looked at by human eyes here. All righty, Clay, I'm going to let you go here, and I'll tell you, we're going to finish up with George in Texas before the commercial break. George, go on. What did you want to say?
What I want to say is, like, for people, I would encourage, like, state attorney generals, even like Greg Abbott and some of these border states or states affected, that they sue the White House for one reason. Immigration law is supposed to be uniform, not preferential. And this flood of illegals is for political purposes. This is not a uniform immigration policy or law. And because there's a lot of people that came to this country, jumped through all the hoops, paid all the fees, bought all the lawyers and all that stuff, and they're not citizens yet, and these people are cutting in front of the line. And like I said, our immigration laws are supposed to be uniform, not preferential. And
I absolutely agree with you. And again, this advertising for people to come to the U.S., the putting out the contracts for caretakers for a flood of children, this was all staged and planned, and I think it's just Obama deciding that he will rule this country and he will decide what the immigration is going to be. And what he's doing is he's trying to build up a population of instant Democratic voters. He's trying to build up a population of what he hopes are going to be future taxpayers to try and, dig the U.S. government out of this treasury bond bubble that they've created. But there's a very real problem, and Clay touched on it briefly. We don't have enough food to feed these people. We're not able to feed the legal American citizens right now. Where do they think all the food for all these new thousands and thousands of illegals is going to come from? They're not thinking these things all the way through. They think a goal, agenda, let's do it, and they don't think the long-term consequences, and that is where this federal government has really failed. They're not maintaining the overview of what's best for the nation. We'll be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar. You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's a very bizarre story that was reported over an Investment Watch blog where the U.S. government is having to put out tenders and purchase for 42,000 pairs of underwear because those illegal immigrants coming across the border, the underwear they're wearing is kind of old and dirty. And after all, we have to take care of these illegals while we've got them, you know, coming into the country here. And so we have the U.S. government has money to buy tidy whities for the illegal aliens coming across the border, but no money for the legal citizens of Detroit to buy water with. What is wrong with this picture? We're going to take a phone call. George in Hawaii, aloha, brah, what's up?
Hello, brother, what's up? Good to hear your voice. Mike, let me pick up where the last caller left off with regard to Attorney General's enforcement of immigration law. The case was settled by the Supreme Court March of this year, where Sotomayor wrote the major decision. It was a 6-3, where the states cannot participate in anything to do with immigration or the anything involving aliens. That's a specific function left exclusively to the United States government, period. That's why the case was filed out of Arizona, was filed by Jan Brewer. She was the governor. I think she still is. And that case was taken to the Supreme Court, expedited, and they lost. 6-3. And that's why you don't see help coming in from the states, because we do have, theoretically, Michael, a unified policy toward immigration. And that's handled by the Customs and Border Protection exclusively, undoubtedly, period. I think that's how the the ruling read. One dissenter, and that was Scalia, who dissented on one part of the Arizona law. The other, it was a 6-3 solid, and the three dissenters were Scalia, the black guy, I can't think of his name, and one other. But they barely dissented, and it was a very strong case. So that's why you don't see people in states jumping in and creating their own borders and deciding who can come in and who can come out. And you don't see things like the state National Guard being assembled at the borders, because that would be illegal, even according to the Supreme Court. So we do have a unified policy. I think it's scary. I think it's skewed. Down in the southwest portion of our nation, they're having an influx of immigration that is beyond belief. 50,000, Michael, that's Aloha Stadium filled to the brim.
Yes.
Can you believe that? Filled to the brim. And the state cannot step in. The state is prohibited. Every state is prohibited from doing anything. This is a federally exclusive function. So we got the same thing going on here with the fisheries, Mike. We've got a bunch of illegal fishermen in on piers 18 and 38, and they're being held and detained by the state of Hawaii illegally. And the state must free them, because the Border Patrol has allowed them to come in, and they make no attempt to get these people out. So the issue lies with the Customs and Border Protection. I said Border Patrol, that's incorrect. It's Border Protection. And the enforcement of all of your immigration and naturalization laws is exclusively allowed to the state. I don't mean to be repetitive. And in the judgment, in the rendering, it was stated that the federal government is exclusively trained to handle such functions. So,
well, basically what it is the Supreme Court gave the switch on the borders to the federal government, and now we're seeing that federal government throw the switch and say, come on in, instant Democratic voters, people we can't even begin to feed. I just got an email in here saying, you know, what if Obama is flooding the country with these people from Central and South America, Mexico, Latin America here, to use as a potential army against we, the American people, should there be a violent upheaval in this country? And he's absolutely right here, because these illegals coming in here, they have no loyalty to America or to the American people. They're going to be loyal to the people who opened the gate and brought them on in and gave them all kinds of free stuff here. And
I think the question, Michael, that we have to ask ourselves as citizens of the United States is, why haven't the states stepped up? And that answer is very, very clear in that decision, Arizona versus United States, where Arizona lost.
Well, I think there's another problem with our current system of government, and that is, unfortunately, most of our state legislators and governors see their job not as they're to take care of the state, but as a on-the-job training for that promotion to Washington, D.C. I mean, as soon as somebody gets into the state legislature or the governor's office, the first thing they start doing or talking about is running for the U.S. Senate, running for the U.S. House of Representatives, running for the White House. And
I think you're so right, Michael.
Yeah.
It's a profession. And, you know, like they did in the old days, you go there for 2 years, you come home, you take care of the farm. And that's the way it was supposed to be. But anyway, listen, Mike, I want to thank you, and I want to thank you for living here, because you bring a lot of light to my life. Aloha.
I will. Thank you very much. Mahalo. And we're going to switch over to Steve in Florida. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I have a question for you. I had heard that these kids are not even Mexican. They're from Guatemala, Honduras, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. somewhere else.
Yes.
Now, what are they doing in Mexico? Because you know what Mexico's laws are regarding illegal aliens.
Boy, do you raise a very good point. And I know that Obama and the president of Mexico have been buddy-buddy on a bunch of issues, including Fast and Furious and drug smuggling. But you're absolutely right. How do these people from Central America get to the Mexican border with the United States of America? That's a very good question.
I thought you could answer it there, Sage.
Well, I was going to wait for you to comment here, but, you know, we're hearing all these stories in the media about how these kids have walked for 1,000 miles to come to the United States, and we should let them in, and they're afraid of going home, according to to Joe Biden, so we should let them in. But it looks to me like if the Department of Homeland Security is paying for airfare and bus fare to spread these illegals out on this side of the border, that probably these people are being picked up on in buses paid for by the U.S. taxpayer down in Guatemala and Nicaragua and brought up here into Mexico with the connivance of the Mexican government.
Yeah,
and a lot of this goes. I was going to say,
in Mexico. I know that it's huge. It's a huge country, and it's not a hop, skip, and a jump from Guatemala to the Texas border. No way.
No, it really, really isn't. And you raise a very good point. How did these illegals get into Mexico? Because Mexico has very strict immigration. You can't just walk across the border into Mexico without being immediately thrown in prison. So obviously Mexico is cooperating in ferrying these people up to the North American border. Now, if you remember that whole North American Union plan, which the government says doesn't exist, it's just a wacko conspiracy theory, obviously before they can drop the borders between the United States and Central South America and Canada, the U.S. and Canada have to be brought down to the same economic conditions as Mexico in order to discourage people from simply scurrying back and forth where the borders used to be. And this looks like a big step in that direction, to basically crush the United States down to Mexican and Latin American levels of poverty and squalor. And if you want a good example of that, look at the hills behind Rio during this, and they're deliberately, intentionally taking us down to that level of poverty so they can drop the borders and have their glorious little New World Order, One World Government.
Mm. Well, thank you very much, Michael. And you lighten up my life, too.
All right, well, thank you very much for that, and we're going to let you go here. We're almost here at the half-hour break here. I just got a confirmation of that phone call we got from Cameron in Great Britain. Apparently, this is impacting a lot of people where PayPal is imposing limits on PayPal accounts. One suggestion being put forward is that PayPal and eBay are intentionally trying to squeeze the small little sellers out of eBay so that eBay is more focused on the large corporate retailers who are moving to PayPal so they can fire their retail staff in their brick-and-mortar stores. We'll be right back.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
MicroPlantUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of MicroPlant Powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at MUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go right back to the phones here. Paul in California. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Good to talk with you. I'm a long-time listener. I've just had it in my mind for a while to make this call. It's been something that's going around in my mind about 9/11 and other of the kinds of topics that you talk about on this show and other people mention on the internet. I'm kind of a older guy, and I've lived my life with these kinds of controversial topics. And the point I would like to make just publicly like this is you need friends and family. And I have found that talking about things like 9/11 is a very alienating topic. And it will lose you friends and family. And you can say that, well, you know, like they need to know the truth and, you know, like whatever. And, you know, but then it's like, well, there's not really that, you know, like community of like-minded people who's out there to catch you when all of these, you know, your support system goes away. So I would just like to, you know, put it out there that I think that it is wise, you know, like, while not to, like, you know, parrot, you know, like whatever's on CNN, to bide your time and be prudent in how you discuss these topics.
Okay, well, there's a couple of overlapping issues here. First of all, up until recently, and I stress up until recently, there were a lot of Americans who didn't want to face up to what this government had become, and they gratefully accept whatever propaganda is handed to them by the corporate media so they can go on thinking that they're good Americans and we're the good guys and they can go on about their lives. That is starting to wear out. Most Americans are now pretty much awake to what's going on. A lot of the people that you will encounter talking about 9/11 and the wars and lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons who argue with you endlessly are probably undercover informants. Right now, the FBI has more per capita undercover informants in the United States than the Stasi did in East Germany. So don't waste your time with them. But what I'm finding, what our other readers and listeners are finding as we talk to people, is the fact that Americans have had to face up what's going on. We live in a country that is using torture, that is lying us into wars of conquest, that has enslaved us to the very system of predatory banking we fought a revolution to be free of. They can't pretend it isn't real any longer. They're starting to ask questions, and all of us need to be out there ready to give them the answers.
Yeah, okay. Well, I get that, and there is a certain point where, like, yeah, you're just waste, you know, if you just see somebody, like, part of my reason for calling in is, like, look, I've been, you know, like, at this for, you know, whatever, you know, 30 years, and mm-hmm. nobody's changed their mind.
And, well, then you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong here, because I've certainly changed a lot of people's mind. You know, in the last 20 years that I've been doing this. I mean, the skill of being a rabble rouser is knowing instinctively what the rabble is ready to hear and what they're not ready to hear. And on that thought, we're going to let you go and go over to Ryan in Indiana. Aloha, Ryan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing great.
I had a question about, well, a comment more. I was on YouTube last night, and I came across this this video. It's called the Secret Illuminati Training Video for a company called Illumicorp. Illumicorp, they said that basically they are, they own, like, the IMF, the Federal Reserves, like, the education system. They own, like, the religion system. And, like, I just wanted to get your viewers to hear about this company. And it's like,
well, hang on, Brian, just let me just stop you right here. There is a great deal of desire among the money junkies and now the federal government to direct the growing anger of Americans someplace else. And the Illuminati get maligned rather badly because, frankly, there aren't many of them left to defend themselves. The Illuminati were originally a group of scientists who said, we need to have the light of illumination of knowledge to counter the dark ages and superstition. And the church went after them, they tortured them, they branded them, they burned them at the stake, okay? The Illuminati today are not this all-encompassing global evil organization. They are being used as a scapegoat. They want everybody in America to be concerned about, oh, the Illuminati, they're over in Europe, they're unreachably far away, you can't possibly get to them, so that they don't understand the real cause of all the problems we're dealing with is that bank building downtown, that private central bank building. That they have them all over the United States of America. They want to go back and reprise what I was saying here, which when we got cut off here. And okay, so basically what it is, we have a predatory banking system that has driven us all into poverty, as its two predecessors did. We have a government that's wholly on the side of Wall Street and the corporations to force you to buy their products. And they understand the American people are very, very angry, according to that governor was out there saying people are ready to take over Washington, D.C. by force. I advise against it because that's what Washington, D.C. is prepared to deal with here. But every time that you have this kind of a situation where the people are getting angry, those in charge, those who are the authors of your misery, hunger, homelessness, and starvation, are going to try and direct your anger against an enemy. Oh, it's not our fault. It's Al-Qaeda. It's Russia. It's China. It's the Illuminati. And this is just more of the same situation. The authors of the problems in this country are in your state houses, your legislatures, Washington, D.C., and those private central banks. Okay, I am hearing from our control room that the power went out completely. Frog got stuck halfway through the dam, I guess. And our phone lines are now completely open. So if you were on hold to talk to me on the show, you need to call back in. We're coming up on a commercial break. We're going to have one more segment at the top of the hour. In theory, Jim Tropicant is going to be calling into the show to talk to us about his Project Freedom USA. So we're coming up here on a commercial break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors, I presume, assuming that the commercials are still working correctly. There we go. All right. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, TV at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Mike and Pharaoh, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, TV at the radio.
Oh, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just got another email regarding this PayPal squeeze and its possible links to moves by eBay to start getting rid of the small sellers in order to protect the profits of the major retail corporations who are now moving online. Now, the reason I do so much business on eBay is because the major retailers have gotten this attitude of, we don't want to carry and sell you what you want to buy. We're going to sell what we can make the most money on, and by golly, that's what you will purchase. And after enough of that attitude and not being able to find what I needed and wanted in the stores, I started doing more and more of my business online, and I do a lot of business with eBay. And, 90% of the time, it's been a positive experience. Obviously, these forged and counterfeit micro SDs are a problem here, but I was reading this email, and I'm going to include it in the reader's letter section, where he was like this top seller at eBay for 8 years, and then all of a sudden eBay apparently changed the search engine parameters so the major companies get first preference when you're searching for a particular item, and the small little garage sellers and resellers are basically down on the bottom and deprioritized. So it looks like eBay is basically moving away from its original purpose of being a peer-to-peer auction website, and now they're just becoming another portal for the large major retailers. We're going to go back to the phones here. Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. I have a question about the quote that Kennedy may have made, and I just wanted to check on with you to see what you think, whether or not he made it. And that's the quote that there's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child.
Yes,
do you believe that?
Yeah, he did make that quote. He was talking about the Federal Reserve, and he acted on that with the passage of Executive Order 11110 that issued a new government-issued non-interest-bearing currency called the United States Note. And he put about $4.5 billion into circulation, money that powered commerce among the American people without interest being paid to the Federal Reserve. 5 months later, he was killed in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas, and on the Warren Commission sat John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, president of the World Bank. I don't care how good a banker he is, he's not qualified to be investigating the murder of the president. He was obviously on the Warren Commission to make sure that the link between the assassination and the Federal Reserve was not discovered.
So that's Executive Order 11110?
Correct.
Okay, so I guess I could Google that, right? Just
yes,
to see
you can.
What that order was.
Yes, you can. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Michael.
All right, we're going to let you go and switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, aloha today.
Aloha.
You must, you must be a good boy, you know, that all this voicing of your own good thoughts and the tragedy that happens when we are cut off the air. But anyway, I was thinking of your statement earlier that now Assad is joining in the blitzkrieg on the ISIL. And it seems rather peculiar that both now Assad and Iran, the close allies,
yes,
have a mutual defense pact are going after the same bunch.
Oh, that's the funniest thing. I mean, it isn't funny because people are dying and people are losing their homes and there's a great deal of suffering. But all of a sudden, Obama is finding himself allied with Assad and with Iran against this ISIS group. And, of course, this is making Israel very, very unhappy. They're out there screaming, no, you can't be friends with Syria. You can't be friends with Iran. You know, we command that you continue to treat them as your enemies.
One of the other things I wanted to discuss was the immigration issue, where it seems that, yes, this was planned, and all the spending they're doing on this, you know, to bus people around, to give them underwear and other items and feed them. How come they can't do the same for the veterans that come back with, you know, they're giving this host, anti-host to the children, but they can't give the medical hose to the veterans who need their wounds bound. It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous here. I mean, plus, you know, never mind the wounded veterans. I mean, the large segment of the homeless population in the United States is also returned veterans. They're living on the street, but the illegal immigrants coming across the border are being housed in these old army bases and, you know, defunct colleges and the rest of it. It's just a completely screwed up set of priorities. By the way, on the VA scandal, more information is coming out. Apparently, the VA's had to pay out something like over $1 billion in medical malpractice lawsuits. There's apparently some $20 billion in VA funds that are known to have been completely wasted. The money is going into the VA, and it is not going to the care of the veterans. And when you realize that the VA officials who were behind this secret waiting list on which veterans who were wounded were simply being left to die got bonuses, it almost seems like there was a deliberate policy to let these wounded veterans die so the U.S. government wouldn't have to spend the money to care for them for the rest of their lives.
Well, the other thing that is sort of on my mind is they're willing to spend all these billions on shipping arms to the terrorists to fight Assad. They're shipping money and all sorts of material to the coup in Ukraine, the coup government.
And now Egypt, they just sent $500 million down to Egypt.
Yep, and yet they can't even take care of their own. It's ridiculous.
It is, stupid. Completely. It's absolutely ridiculous. That's why one of the rotating banners that we have at the website, you know, is America needs leaders who will put America first, second, and third. And we don't have that right now. Our current leadership, if you want to call it that, in Washington, D.C., is all about propping up Wall Street, all about propping up Israel, all about bribing foreign puppet regimes to basically impoverish their people the way the American people are being impoverished, all to please the money junkies.
It sort of amazes me that you know, people aren't out on the streets shouting from the rooftops.
They have been, but you know, the police come in and beat them up. The media dismisses them or ignores them outright. But I think that governor down in Louisiana is absolutely right. There's a growing segment of the American people who are ready to basically march into Washington, D.C. And again, I do not support and encourage that because our government has very clearly been preparing to put down an armed insurrection. Killing people is what they know how to do best. They don't know how to run a country, don't know how to run an economy. But they're really, really good at putting holes in human beings and other people's property.
Well, I think both in Europe, in Britain, and in America, there's this undercurrent just under the surface of anger and absolute disgust with the way the governments are running the place. And it will take one incident and it'll explode right across Europe, Britain, and America. It'll be just like Romania.
2 weeks before it all fell apart, looking at Romania, you would have thought, well, they're oppressed, but they seem to be comfortable with it. And then all of a sudden they had a riot at a sporting event turned into an impromptu political rally, and 2 weeks later Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV. That's how fast it could happen.
One last question, Michael.
Yes.
I've noticed you are going to GCN on 21st of July.
I really don't want to talk about it on this show. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's a tacky no-no, okay? All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go, John. All righty. Let's see. We're coming up here on the top of the hour. Jim Trafficant is going to be our guest. He's supposed to be calling in during the first segment. We're going to be talking to him about Project Freedom USA, which is his project to end the IRS, to get rid of the Federal Reserve and restore an honest money system. And these are very, very key words, because Ben Franklin wrote, it was the refusal of King George III to allow the colonies to operate an honest money system that really led to the American Revolution. I know you've all been taught it was Tea Parties and Stamp Act and the rest of it, because our public schools don't want you to realize we're back in that same sort of banking system that triggered the American Revolution. Sold into that slavery, sold into that bondage by a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president 100 years ago. They don't want you thinking about that. Oh, it's all the fault of the Illuminati. It's the fault of Al-Qaeda. It's Russia. It's China. It's everybody else's fault but us. Don't hate us. Hate them or hurt them. So forth and so on. Alrighty, we're coming up here on the start of the music. And Dan the man is now in the control room taking care of phone calls. And we'll be right back.